I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. DGS, few minutes past 5 p.m. Yeah, it's funny. Tony said that I'm going to go see this hypnotist, and he's going to pay him a lot of money to give me his own suggestion.
Yeah.
Give me the word that turns Dave into a chicken.
Yeah, for some reason, Dave wanted to quit. He wanted Tony to have the show, and he wanted him to have the cabin. Just craziest damn thing I've ever seen.
Hopefully that hypnotist can help Dave get over all
Tony
of it.
Tony walked in, he looked at Dave, he said, Valhalla, and suddenly Dave just started doing anything he wanted.
Yeah, Dave pooped his pants, said, I want an Oreo cookie, and walked out of the room. So, Tim, good time last night?
So fun. Congratulations to all of you guys on such a successful thing, and thanks for letting me be part of it. Sorry, I was late,
I can't believe you
late to the stage.
Really thought we were just screwing with you.
I 100% did, because we had the exchange in here about me possibly playing piano, which became kind of a joke. So no one ever said, all right, Tim, here's the deal. At this time, we need you at this place. The only things that were said was occasionally each of you guys would be like, see up there, you're going to steal the show, or just joking. So I thought the whole thing was a bit on the piano thing. So I literally was up in the balcony with
as
Nick,
far away
with
from
Glover,
the backstage as you could get,
thinking, man, I'm tired. I wonder, you know, if I, you know, should be making an early exit. I don't want to miss anything.
That would have been great if it had been gone. Yeah.
Just gone.
Well, didn't you figure I was when I didn't come down?
I thought you were gone.
Yeah.
So next thing I know, Dave says, Tim Convey. And I just, I froze because I was like, wait a minute.
That's my name.
This must be a bit. And Nick looks at me and goes, you better get down there. And I just ran all the way down the stairs. Then I'm on stage sweating and completely out of breath from running. I had just flown in. I was exhausted. You guys are all talking to me. I'm just sitting there smiling. I had no idea what was going on.
And then you rode home with Mark Close.
And then Mark Close gave me a ride home.
Very nice. I just put
the whole thing sounds like a dream.
Of him opening the door for you like you're his prom date. That's up on the Facebook, Dave Glover Show.
And Mark Close made him breakfast.
The moment that seems to stand out for everyone is when Mark found himself drowning in a pool of Sears and Roebuck catalog pedophilia.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. I don't think I could forget it. He kept doubling down on it too.
Yeah, he did.
The pictures. It was good to see him though. It was, but all you guys were great.
Yeah, so good to see him.
So funny. And the music stuff, the stand-up stuff. It was really, really great. And it was my first time. I've obviously met listeners. I'm lucky and people come up to me at comedy shows and, you know, talk about DGS and stuff. But all of them in one place and kind of seeing what, you know, you talk to all these people on a regular basis and you don't really know who they are and what they look like. And it helps you kind of observe that. It was cool.
And you said the guys from WIL were there?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I wish I would have met them.
Yeah. They said they came to see the master at work. So I told him he couldn't make it, but the day over.
I'm going for anything now. I know. I bombed last night.
He's still tired.
I'm so tired. They were there and were laughing. They had a good time.
Were you performing in New York?
No, I was in LA and Nikki Glaser was shooting her Netflix special.
Oh,
so
cool.
I went out just to see that, support her, and hang out, and it was quick. My flight got delayed, so I was there for 16 hours, I think. Mm. And I'm real tired.
Yeah, cool.
I'll have it by next week, though, guys. Don't worry.
Okay.
Want to play some Half-Wits?
I would love to.
All right, here we go. Everyone, right? I never know who's playing now.
Everyone's playing.
Like, is Sue playing? Well,
Sue will text in her answers.
Look, I wouldn't put it past Sue Thomas to somehow find a way to play.
Yeah.
The beloved Sue Thomas. And she's on the phone right now. Yeah. Here she is.
Oh, no one's more beloved than Sue Thomas.
Right.
She's clearly taking the mantle from
and
Mark
no
Close.
One's more hated than me, apparently.
Did
the only person to get heckled
the
last
only
night.
Person ever to get heckled at any DGS.
Wow. What did he say? I didn't catch it.
He said, so Tim, you've been coming on the show for how long? About a year? And I was like, I think it's close to 2 years. And somebody goes, too long.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's it.
Lane.
Did you, we talked about this earlier, did you think that Sue was going to dance whenever?
When she was adjusting herself on the stool?
I thought
when he
something
said,
was about
when
to
the
happen.
Joke was happening and okay, let's, and then people were Sue.
Yes.
She made the move like she was about to.
Yes, yeah, I agree. Has someone disputed that?
Well, no, she did. Just, she acted like we were all idiots for thinking she was about to do something.
Yeah, but we all
We
all saw what we saw, right?
Yeah, 100%. Okay.
I think it was a little bit of like, I'm adjusting myself, but we were supposed to believe she was about to do a little burlesque for us.
For sure. That's how she is.
That's how she is.
Throwing it out there. Here we go. The king in chess can move a maximum of this many squares.
Wiggins.
Yes.
One.
No.
Wiggins?
Anyone?
Columbo.
Yeah.
Three.
No.
It must be two. Somebody do it.
That's surprising. I thought the king could go anywhere.
I thought it only moved queen. One like a pawn.
Oh, really?
The queen just can basically do anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, two.
Okay.
At what Ohio University were four students shot to death during a 19th...
Convy.
Yes.
Kent State.
Very good.
Yep.
Doesn't it suck that that's a trivia question?
Oh, we played and it was depressing. Like, we played a show, and it's, you know, that's all you think about.
Yeah. That is, I find that interesting. We're talking to the hypnotist, Randy Reese, about how, you know, girl broke up with me in 1984, and I will never get over it. Now it's like, what? And Kent State, you couldn't do a trivia question the next week. You'd be a monster.
Yeah.
Now it's fair game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
If you dug my dad up, you'd be a ghoul and arrested. But if you dug my great-great-great-great-grandfather up, it's just archaeology.
Yep.
It's just, you know, it's all so random.
Weird.
Who is the oldest person in the Bible said to have lived?
Rachel.
Oh.
Methuselah.
How did he let that happen?
I was
even I knew that.
I couldn't remember my own last name.
I was like, it can't be that.
Do you buy that? Wiggins, you buy that? The Methuselah lived 969 years?
I do.
Why?
Do you, Rachel?
The Bible tells me so. Maybe. I don't know.
That's a no.
I'll just go with that then.
Convince me.
That he lived that long?
Yeah.
I have no way to prove it or disprove it.
Then why do you believe it?
Because I believe the Bible.
Hmm. Is it
circular?
Everything in there?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even if it defies logic. And science.
What defies logic?
The most we've ever known anyone to live is maybe 125 years.
Ah, okay. Okay. So that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
So,
Like the sun stopping for a day.
That I...
Or two of every animal on a boat.
Okay. Which one do you want to go with? I'll address the Methuselah question, why people might
just
have been living longer
your faith
at that time.
Real
is this
quick
the
whole
pre-flood thing?
Pre-flood thing. Yeah. You already know this then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the oxygen was different, the atmosphere was different pre-flood. It possibly didn't even rain pre-flood, and so things were very different. People could live longer.
Which Batman villain bases all of his decisions on the flip of a
Columbo.
Coin? Columbo.
Two-Face?
Yes. In physics, what does FTL stand for? You're thinking some funny things?
Yeah. No, it's just dead silent with the physics question.
Wiggins, foreign timeline.
F that lady. Faster than light.
Follow the leader.
In what decade was the Social Security Act signed into law? Isn't it weird that at some point there was just nothing?
Yeah.
If you were old and poor, you're just old and poor.
I'll say it. Wait,
this just seems like you should know this.
I'm going to say 30s.
You're correct.
Yes.
Oh, good.
That must have been an ambitious pitch, too, out of nowhere to be like, I've got this idea.
FDR.
Yeah, was that an FDR thing?
Had to be.
Yeah, can you imagine? Just going, I don't know what's harder to imagine. Living pre, where you're just, hey, sucks to be you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a relative, maybe church will help you. And then making that pitch, like just like, okay, so I'm just going to have...
Right. People were in such dire circumstances that I think they were just like, whatever. Mm. You do it. It sounds great. Let's do it.
Think about how much Methuselah missed out on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to think about that right now because I'll miss the next question.
He would have bankrupted.
What if he retired when he was 65 and he just had all that time?
Even Thomas Helbig couldn't help him. Like, dude, you're 969 years old. I don't have to tell you. Who is the red-haired female character in Scooby-Doo?
Rachel.
Columbo.
Daphne.
Mm-hmm. Mm. How many canine teeth are there in a normal set of human teeth?
Columbo. Two?
No.
Wiggins.
That's four.
Yes.
Four.
Yes. I love when Tony gets you wrong, he just says the right answer.
I told everybody to say two for King.
That was...
What fruit was once called a Persian apple?
Convy.
I don't know. You guys do it yourself.
I think it was Wiggins.
All right.
I don't. I think it was Convy. Go ahead.
For real?
Yeah, I do.
You're a good man. The pear?
No, sir.
That's my guess, too.
It's
all you, Wiggins.
The orange.
The peach.
Why did I laugh at that? I'm like, oh, the orange. So good.
The biblical name, what biblical name literally means the sunny one?
Ooh, man.
Rachel. Joseph.
No.
Just a guess.
I can't boof anymore.
No. Samson. That's a cool last story.
Wouldn't have got that one.
What artist once had a musical persona called the Thin White Duke?
Convy.
Yeah.
Dave Bowie.
Very good. Did you say Dave Boy?
Sorry.
Davey Boy.
Davey Boy.
Dave Boy.
You are tired.
Yeah.
I feel bad now. Yeah. Like, I thought you were sort of like off last night on stage. Now that I know that you just got off a flight.
Yeah, I still haven't recovered.
So tired. We're all like, hey, here's the only real stand-up comedian.
It was humiliating.
Here's the only real professional.
I was in bed last night thinking of the things I should have said. It was so terrible.
Then you had to ride home with clothes.
Yeah.
You had to feel like you were just in another dimension.
Riding home with the prom king.
Yep.
What was he like on the ride home? Just dad conversations?
No, it was good because we talked about The Who, because The Who was in town. So the Who's current lineup and that's
so we brought out his cool rock and roll persona for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Where do people that didn't go to DGS 5 see things about DGS 5? I know we taped the whole thing.
Right now, they can go to me or Tony's Twitter page, at RachelZ971 or at TonyColombo971, all O's. We're still waiting for the galleries to be put up on 971talk.com. I'm assuming that'll happen over the weekend.
Yeah.
Some of those listener pictures are great, though.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been retweeting everyone that I can today. So if you just want to go see shots from last night, check out me and Tony's Twitters. We've been interacting with people all day long.
Do you, I know for Louis C.K., we had to give up our phones.
Mm-hmm.
And when Nick went to see Aziz Ansari, took the phones.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that?
No.
Does anyone, do people tape you at the Funny Bone?
The club's pretty good about patrolling that and saying not to, you know, grabbing somebody and saying, hey.
It never crossed my mind. And then last night during the stand-up, I noticed people were taping it.
Yeah.
And I'm really dirty. You were there.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, fine.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I guess people can just put that out there. And
they could.
I don't love it. I get real weird about it because a lot of times you're trying something, you say the wrong thing, or in your case, you know, you're pushing it just to see how it goes, and you know, all of a sudden somebody puts that up. So yeah, it's not ideal.
Yeah,
I said one of the most embarrassing things I've ever said to another man last night to Tim Convy.
Hmm.
Do you know what it was?
End of the night.
Mm-hmm. We were all.
You just said you liked me.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. We were all pretty high, and I said, you know what?
Hey,
I like you.
It's not for the air, buddy.
High on adrenaline.
There was quite a few people around, too. I like you, too, though, Wiggins. All right, let's get back to the game.
Double boof in effect. SpongeBob SquarePants lives in a house.
Columbo?
Yes.
Under the sea?
No.
Rachel. Pineapple.
Shaped like a pineapple. Mm. What is the name of the winged horse of Greek mythology?
Rachel. Pegasus.
Wow.
The first consumer product made from plastic was what?
Wiggins. A bowl. That's a reasonable thing to make from plastic.
Not a bowl.
First consumer product made from plastic. Could be anything. Car. Columbo, car.
I don't know. A car?
He's not even buying in.
My money be on hold.
It could be anything but
two.
A car. The comb. What is an average distance of 238,857 miles from the Earth?
Columbo. 238,000, the moon.
Correct. You know that,
allegedly.
But you think a car was made, made out of plastic first.
And marketed to the public.
But 3%.
And the first thing they tried, they're like, we got this plastic thing figured out.
What are we gonna do?
I got a big idea. What about a comb? No.
You have to believe the comb predated the car.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd think there's a lot of things.
It was just a piece of bark before that.
Why do we automatically laugh at him? Is it just, like?
It's because it's awkward. We don't know what else to do. Earlier he said orange and I was like, and then I was seriously like, why am I laughing?
Where is Mount Olympus?
Wiggins. Washington?
No. That sounds right, though.
Doesn't it?
But, Olympia.
Yeah, I think it's Olympia. No.
We should just give it to him.
Anyone?
I think I'm thinking the same thing you are. Go ahead.
Greece.
Yeah.
What color is a polar bear's skin?
Wiggins. Black.
Yes, how'd you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I shave polar bears.
See, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was good.
How many tentacles does a squid have?
Columbo. 6.
No.
Wiggins.
Man, you are sucking.
8.
I am.
No.
Wiggins.
10. It's 10.
10.
I told you!
Tony.
God, I'm trying to help!
Stop following your heart on these.
Go with your
second instinct.
I know, I'm trying to help you.
What does the S, V, and P stand for? In RSVP.
Oh, man. No idea.
The S, the V, and the P?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the R stands for. Reserve, I guess.
Respond.
Yeah, respond. Hey, there you go.
And I think the P is please.
You're close. Mm-hmm. S'il vous plaît.
Oh, okay.
I'll respond if you please.
What was Muhammad Ali said to float like?
Conby.
Conby.
A butterfly.
Good. What element is most commonly found in Earth's atmosphere?
Wiggins?
Mm-hmm.
Hydrogen?
Nope.
Ooh, I'm glad you said it because I was going to.
I'm glad it wasn't stupid then.
Just because Tony was going to say it doesn't mean it wasn't stupid.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody?
Columbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nitrogen.
That's what I was going to say, but I didn't think it was right.
There's no way that this is true, but I'm going to go with it. Everyone has 50, and everything's worth 100 from here.
Okay.
What powers Monstropolis in the movie Monsters, Inc.?
Rachel.
Wiggins.
Rachel.
Children's screams.
Yes.
By the end, it's children's laughter.
Laughter is much stronger than screams.
I like screams better.
What is measured in newtons?
Columbo, electricity?
No.
Wiggins.
Tony?
Gravity?
Nope.
That was my guess.
Heat?
Force.
Newtons.
Force.
What comedian voiced Mr. Potato Head?
Columbo.
Yes.
John Ratzenberger.
Nope.
Convy.
Yes.
Don Rickles.
Oh, Rickles, yeah. Oh. Ratzenberger was the pig.
What was the code name for the development of the A-bomb?
Wiggins.
Columbo.
The Manhattan Project.
Mm-hmm. Very good. One more question. We have a two-way tie.
Between who?
Tim and Wiggins.
I'm still going to try to answer.
Me too.
What trail did thousands of pioneers follow?
Columbo. It's either the Oregon Trail or the Trail of Tears. So if I get it wrong, say the other one. The Trail of Tears.
Wiggins.
Convy.
Ah.
Oregon Trail?
Yes.
Yay!
Died of dysentery.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Welcome to an exhausted Dave Glover show after last night's DGS5. Happy exhausted.
Yeah, it went really, really well.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how fun that was. It was just a big party.
And you barely got booed, so that was good.
Yeah, I invited it.
That was really interesting. So we you know, you do stand-up, then you do the music, and then the whole panel comes out. And when I introduced Wiggins, and he had this joke where if he got booed, he had, like, this fake mustache, which made me laugh. But, we've never had a audience that was that much a part of the show.
Really?
Yeah. Like, and the thing is, we've had audiences as small as 200 people, and that was 700. So you'd think that it would be less interactive. And when you did the whole thing, like, oh, I was afraid I'd get booed, and they all started booing, like, they were in on the joke. It was really fun.
Mm-hmm. That surprises me that that's not the norm. That seemed like what the atmosphere should be.
No, I mean, we've never had a bad crowd. They've always been really good and responsive, but I felt like, especially during the panel part, where they were just screaming stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had kind of it wasn't a bad overall crowd, but at the Grandel, we had people sitting in the front row that wouldn't stop talking to us, and we couldn't understand
what
they were saying.
That was a little weird.
It made me feel really bad especially for comedians who are negatively heckled, because it was bad enough having people who obviously love the show just keep talking and throwing you off whenever you're trying to perform.
Yeah.
But then if someone's going after you, and you're the only one on stage, that's got to be pretty awful.
Yeah, I've never been heckled. And that's as close as I've been, but it was like the heckling equivalent of being stalked, because the people were huge fans.
They were just drunk and they kept talking.
Yeah, they just kept...
It was their opportunity to talk to you while you were on the stage.
Yes.
And they weren't getting that it's like, we can't even really hear what you're saying, and you're making it harder for us to talk to everybody else.
I'd forgotten about that. That was odd. That was the same show where there's a 12-year-old kid in the front row, too.
That's a little uncomfortable for you.
Mm-hmm. More uncomfortable for him, but...
Man, I had a joke last night I wanted to tell so bad we never got to it. I was going to say, you know what? What was the Twitter question? How do you guys turn off the cussing when you're on air and then turn it on? And I wanted to do a big self-righteous thing about how I never cuss anyway, and then tell the audience that I actually wrote all of your stand-up, except for the penis and the masturbation jokes.
Well, you couldn't say much because Close wouldn't shut up.
That's true.
He, for the final time, just completely took over the DGS.
Although, I was just talking to Jeff in Super Gym, and Jeff said, thank God that you comically took his mic away when he got into the whole Sears catalog thing. Because he goes, he was drowning.
Yeah.
He's like, he legit did not know what he was
Where
doing.
Where was he trying to go with that?
I don't
it was
know.
Something about taking pictures of kids, and it was getting a little weird.
He was justifying it by saying there are plenty of photos of children in the Sears catalog.
It just wasn't landing.
Yeah, it was.
People were trying to go along with him. They're like, yeah, what?
Like, oh, you had that kind of at the ready, didn't you?
No kidding, Dave. You said you were worried about me and my wife, like, with all the material that you have. And I get it now. I get it. But the one thing we walked away, and I said, do you have any spots where you were just, like, groaning? And she said, man, when Mark Close was talking about that Sears catalog, of all your material,
that's
what she mentioned.
Hey, your wife is cool. We like Katie.
Thanks. I'm going to tell her that. Actually, she's I'm just going to tell her to tune in more.
Yeah, she should.
No, I told Ryan that last night. So I was just so exhausted last night and slept pretty well and woke up at like 3 a.m. and was in a panic because I met your wife, but I didn't talk to her after the show.
Uh-huh.
And I just had this narrative scene in my mind where she was like, I don't even know if I can stay married to you. No. I can't believe you sat up on that stage while that potty mouth son of a bitch.
Not even close. In fact, she missed a lot of when I was doing the random TV stage stuff that I did for the last few years because we had little bitty kids. She just couldn't attend it. So this was the first time she really got to see me being a part of something like that. And she walked away with a little more respect for the wind.
And I walked a little taller.
Yeah.
Ryan got laid last night.
I wasn't going to say that.
So someone recognized you in the West End?
Yeah, we went out for a drink afterwards and because we were all supposed to go out and then the pizza place was closed. So we're like, well, we're going to make a date night out of this regardless. So we went and had a drink and I spilled it all over, which was super cool. And it was only $15. So I only drank about $6 of that drink. And as we were leaving, somebody yelled, Wiggins! And I'm like, wow, that was cool. And they said, you know, he was drunk. He said, you know, you really should open a bar and grill.
You should. It would be awesome if he didn't even recognize you and he was just singing the Wiggins song.
Yeah, like, so and catchy. I just happened to walk by.
Yes, exactly.
It was funny last night. So I drink. I'm fine with drinking. I don't get drunk very often because I just don't. I hate hangovers. But last night I said at the end of the music, like, okay, go out and get drunk and come back for the next part. And when the show was over and we went out and we took pictures with people, there's one guy really drunk. And his friend goes, yeah, he took your advice. Like, he took that seriously and he just got hammered.
Well, they were hanging on your every word. So if you said go get drunk,
yeah,
that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I've never, I'm very, very blessed and fortunate. And Rach and I talk about this all the time. We talked about it a lot today. And this is another thing I woke up thinking about last night and feeling really stupid that here's a real confession. The last couple of years, when I think of my audience, I think of the trolls. When I think of the Dave Glover Show audience, I think of what's going to make people say mean things on social media. That has become the definition of my audience to me, which is not only sad, but it's just wrong. That if we have 300,000 people listen to the show, I bet there's less than what, Rach, 100 that go online and say mean things.
Oh,
and
way less than 100.
Oh, way less than 100, yeah. Mean,
maybe like less than a dozen.
That is a negligible number of people.
But that's all you think about.
That's all you think about. And it's so good for me, just in every possible way, professionally, personally, ego, to spend time with people who, those people don't even, they don't live on our social media. They don't know that people do these things or say these things. They just know that the show means something to them. And I had one guy last night, I didn't get his name. He was a guy wearing the Hello Rick shirt. That he went through this really, really intensive military training to be a flyer. And he said that it was like touch and go for a while. It was really incredibly intense. And he's a podcast listener. And he said, and he told Jeff Allen this, that he has heard every minute of every show the past 8 years.
Wow.
He That's podcasts awesome. Every minute of the show.
He's really nice.
And he said that the show and podcasting was the only thing that got him through this really stressful thing. And you know how when you get your wings, you get those. He gave me his wings.
Oh, that's really nice.
No kidding.
Isn't that great?
Just to say thanks?
Just to say thanks. One other guy. So my buddy Rocky Sickman was one of the Iranian hostages. And spent 444 days in captivity in 1980. And Jimmy Carter launched this rescue attempt that failed. And a bunch of people died. And so, well, this must be 12 years ago, the band was playing down on the riverfront. We would do a concert every year for veterans, like 3,000-4,000 people. And I'm signing autographs and doing the whole thing. And a guy walks up to me and, hey, what's your name? Sign an autograph. And he said, can I talk to you for a minute? And he said, I was a part of that. I know you're friends with Rocky. And I was a part of that mission. It's probably 50 guys. And there's a medal. I think it's called an Expeditionary Medal. I apologize if I get that wrong. And he was awarded that. And he said, I've just been such a fan for so long. And, you know, the show's done so much for the military. I want you to have my medal. And I talked to him for 10 minutes and I'm like, I can't do this. I can't take this. You earned this. I did nothing. He's like, nope, I want you to have it. And then I gave it to Rocky. So that's, wow, that's another time when someone did something that was just so over the top, crazy, nice.
Rocky is actually going to be on the show with us next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Going to be really cool.
It's funny how often I hear you say, and there's truth in it, that if the end of the world happened, you would have no skills to help anyone. our skills are really valueless in a scenario like that. But there's a lot to be said for encouragement, entertainment, relationship, even if it's not the typical relationship that you have with a person in real life, but just the radio relationship.
Yeah,
it does mean a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah, we had a teacher tell us last night, I teach kids all day, and at
3 o'clock, she was so sweet.
Yeah, she's like, at 3 o'clock, I get to shut the door to my classroom, and you guys are my escape. That feels so good.
No, I've lived my life somewhere between self-deprecating and self-loathing. And nights like last night are great just to remind me that we really do something. We really do. It's a small thing, but, you know.
Yeah, whenever... It was odd last night because, like you, I'm starting to see internet trolls and... Judging entertainment's fine. It's when they start attacking you personally and be like, you suck as a person. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, do I? And last night was encouraging just to see that the vast majority of people who are listening are enjoying it. But then the guy that yelled at the bar, that was something different because I went over and I said, hey, how's it going? I gave him a bro hug and he was clearly drunk and just was like, yeah. And It was that kind of guy who said, you know what, I really like you on the show, but I don't know what to think about Blorg and Narg Narg. I said, this is great because it's genuine feedback. It's not somebody trying to get attention on social media. He just saw me.
So do you guys know the actual meaning of Memorial Day? A lot of people don't.
I think I do, but I'm willing to be wrong.
Go ahead.
It's in memory of those who we've lost in wars.
Yes.
Versus Veterans Day, which is those who have not been lost yet.
Yeah. Important distinction.
Yeah.
I always go visit my dad's grave anyway, although he obviously survived his service. But yeah, it is for people who lost their lives in the line of duty.
Yeah. Next week is going to be interesting with Rocky. I've not heard his story, but I've heard you guys talk about
him. It's an incredible story.
So... God, I remember when this was, maybe 2007. I'm down in Mark Bolger's basement with a handful of guys, maybe five guys, and Rocky. And Rocky told his story, but rather than telling it for 20 minutes, he told it for about 3 hours. And he told every detail, stuff that he just doesn't say in public. And it was nuts. I mean, it was like no one spoke but him for like, honestly, 2 or 3 hours.
Is Rocky representative of most people who've been through the situation that he has, or is he more willing to talk about it than most?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You hear so many World War II veterans especially, maybe that's a generational thing, that they just won't talk, won't say a thing about it.
My dad was like that. You know, my dad spent 4 years in the Navy in the South Pacific, and I'm sure he did a lot of things. But anytime I would ask him, it was just, yep, I did my duty. We all did. Everyone I knew went. I did what I was told to do. And then later in life, when he had Alzheimer's, he was much more open about talking about it. And he had some great, I mean, he seemed to have a great time. Like, we have a lot of photos of my dad over there where he's just having a ball. One of my favorite stories is he was sent out to guard like a tiny island. Like, you could throw a baseball across it, but it had a bunch of ammunition and guns on it. And it was his job to take a boat and get on this island and spend the night and guard it because there were enemy people, you know, in the area. And about the middle of the night, he sees a light about 50 feet, you know, out in the water, and it's just going back and forth. So he's got his gun trained on it, and he's just high alert, his blood's pumping, just waiting for the attack to come, and he just stays there the whole night, and then when the sun comes up, he sees that it's his boat. He had left a flashlight on, and it was just going back and forth.
You know what? That he is truly a part of the greatest generation, though, because can you even imagine spending a night outside by yourself?
I can't even go to the cabin by myself.
Your nice cabin at Innsbruck. He had to go to an island alone and guard ammunition from the enemy. And it's just like, just another day.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
He loved telling the story. He had a general in his little boat, and they came under fire. And he said, son, do you have an extra helmet? And he said, yes, sir, but it has oil in it. They'd been using it as an oil pan. And he took it and put it on and just covered himself in oil. He's like, it'll do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.